had it verified. By the time they ordered the second round, plans began to evolve to extend the evening with dinner. After a quick signal to Cece, Macy grabbed her purse. "We'll be right back." She wound her way through tables, muttered when someone at the bar stood up and shoulder bumped her. "Make a hole," she called out cheerfully, and took Cece's hand as they scurried down the narrow steps and queued up for the thankfully short line in the restroom. "Told ya." "I know, I know. You said he was adorable, and you showed me his picture, but he's so much cuter in person, and so funny. Blind dates are usually so lame, but this is just mag. Here's what we'll do. We'll talk them into going to Nino's. That way, after dinner, we'll go one way, and you'll have to go the other to get home. It'll give Brent a chance to walk you home, and you can ask him up." "I don't know." Always second-guessing with dates, which was why she didn't have a boyfriend of 3 months and 12 days, Cece chewed at her bottom lip. "I don't want to rush it." "You don't have to sleep with him." Macy rolled her round blue eyes. "Just offer him coffee or, you know, a nightcap. Maybe fool around a little." She dashed into the next open stall.